Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-wah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us for the second hour of the show on this fine day in America. We are and should be proud Americans. Here's what we have for you this hour. First, General John Tykert will discuss leadership. Then we'll learn about Patriot Mobile, and Teresa Robinson will introduce another female veteran. Of course, we'll conclude with military history and our self-defense report. So, welcome back to the show, John.
Denny, I love being on with you. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, give us a quick review of your time in uniform.
I love serving my country, Denny. I was a fighter pilot, I was a test pilot, and I was able to lead in places like commanding Joint Base Andrews, commanding Edwards Air Force Base, leading international affairs for the Air Force, and being our nation's senior defense official to Iraq.
So you weren't bored. Is that what you're telling me, John?
I love staying busy, and there is nothing about my life, Denny, that is boring because I'm always active and engaged, and especially love serving people and serving my country.
Okie doke. Well, I think the big leadership thing right now is that all of a sudden, the United States of America has a leader running it. I'd like us to discuss some leadership points, but let's start by, what's your opinion of our new leader?
Denny, I think there's a lot of excitement. There's a buzz of excitement around those that have served our country and are currently serving our country. That while it's been a little bit of shock and awe and a whirlwind in the last week and a half or so, I think knowing for a fact that we have a commander in chief that is focused on a military that is constitutionally grounded, mission focused, and merit based is something that we have been thirsting for. We have seen absent in the last 4 years, and we in uniform and those of us that are veterans are excited to get back to a focus on the mission and demonstrating American strength, not American weakness.
Yes, sir. By definition, nobody's perfect, including President Trump, but he certainly understands leadership and he's providing leadership. Will he make some mistakes? Undoubtedly. But he's
Well, it's going to be fun to see this play out. And I'll tell you, there is this hope in America about this next golden age for our country. And again, he has taken the reins in the first few days, demonstrated his commander's intent in what he has been doing. And he is taking action to fulfill the promises that he made. And those actions have been overwhelmingly positive for our country. And I look forward to seeing what follows.
Indeed. Certainly one of the things I expect to see a lot more of our nation is real leadership. What are some examples of the leadership you're looking for?
Denny, let me tell a story because the Super Bowl is coming up. And I was just thinking recently about something that happened at Joint Base Andrews. We had a big air show coming up. And we had shifted our air show for the Air Force's 70th birthday from the springtime to the fall. Joint Base Andrews isn't very big, and so we always would park at the Redskins Stadium, FedEx Field. And it didn't strike me when we shifted our air show to the fall that if the Redskins had a home game during our air show, it would take away our parking lot on that Sunday. And my air show lead, Major Will Sack, came to me and said, "Hey, sir, we've got a problem." And I said, "Will what?" And he said, "We might lose our parking for the air show on Sunday if the NFL schedules the Redskins for a home game on that day." And I asked him, "What should we do?" And he gave me some alternatives for parking. But then he said, "Well, I've got a bit of a unique idea that maybe could overcome this." And I said, "What?" And he said, "How about if you write a letter to the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, and ask him to not schedule the Redskins for a home game on that weekend?" And I said, "You know what? That's a bit bold, but let me talk to the Redskins coordination first. Let me talk to our community partners." And sure enough, I put that letter in the mail. And Denny, 2 weeks later, Roger Goodell wrote back and said, "We love our military. We talked to the Redskins and they don't have any problems with this. We will promise you, we will not schedule them for a home game during your air show so we can support you." They ended up being scheduled out in LA. We didn't need them across the country. We just didn't need them at home. But I'll tell you what, I am so thrilled that Will Sack had the courage, that major, to come up with such a creative idea. And it just tells me as a leader that it doesn't hurt to ask if you have a well-reasoned rationale or argument. And because of his creativity and our willingness to run with it, I have a letter at home. In fact, I'll post it on my newsletter for those that sign up with my newsletter in this next month's issue, from Roger Goodell with the Lombardi Trophy embossed on the upper edge of this stationery with those words of support that I just described. But it's just a reminder that it doesn't hurt to ask. The worst they can say is no. And that doesn't matter if you're a subordinate or a leader. As long as you have a well-reasoned argument, it's worth asking.
You know, I agree. And as a leader, I always told my subordinates, I want you to do what I tell you, but I want to hear your opinion. I didn't hire you just for your body. You got assigned to me. I want your brain. If you see something that you think I could do better, a new idea or something maybe I'm not doing really well, please tell me. That doesn't mean I'm going to do what you say, but I want to. I welcome your input. And that made me a much better leader at a lot less effort.
No, it does. And you, as a leader, when you've got a team, have so many good ideas that are percolating as a part of that team. You're right. If you give an order, they need to follow. But when you're preparing to consider what orders you should give, being the type of leader that solicits feedback to understand the context and the other options give you a menu of options and opportunities to make better decisions and give better orders than if you didn't listen to those or solicit feedback that are all around you.
Indeed. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, talking with General John Tykert. Okay, John, what's another leadership thing you've been looking at?
Denny, I have been considering a new definition of leadership, or at least one that works for me. I telegraphed this to your listeners a couple of weeks ago, but here's what I've come up with, and I'm still thinking through this. This is the first time I've rolled it out, but I think leadership is about creating unique futures, sustainable successes, thriving communities, and flourishing individuals. And maybe in our next discussion, we can break down what each of those elements mean. But I think you need to be thinking about the future, thinking about sustainability, thinking about collaboration in communities, and thinking about helping people become the best possible version of themselves. All of that is rolled into that definition. And I'd love maybe for that to be the springboard of our next discussion about leadership when you bring me back in a few weeks.
John, that's awesome. I mean, what we're talking about is doing a really, really good job by using all of the wisdom available on your team. I mean, gosh, well, how could that fail?
You're right. Yeah. And I think when we talked last time, we talked about the difference between managers or leaders. And the reason I use that first phrase, unique futures, is because in order to be a leader, you need to bring about something that wouldn't have happened otherwise. It's not just about tending the shop or marginally doing things better. It is about creating a future that is unique and different and positive. That's the type of leaders we need. And I'm excited about the one we have in the White House right now.
Yes, sir. And certainly when you're working for someone, it's a whole lot easier to be a happier, productive person if that you know that they welcome your insights, even if you don't have any, knowing that you're welcome too. How can you go wrong there?
No, you're right. And you and I and other leaders, we're not the idea guy or idea gal. It doesn't mean because we're a leader that we have all the answers. But if we have a team, then if they know that we are listening, considering, and acting upon their ideas, then now we have a wealth of options and opportunities we would never otherwise have.
Well said. John, we got about a minute left. Give us a final comment.
Denny, I love leadership because it gives an opportunity to shape the lives of people, communities, society, and our great nation. And I love talking about it with you, a leader that I respect. And thanks for having me on. And I'm going to keep coming back as long as you keep inviting me.
John, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're stuck with me. We're way too much alike. And hey, what's more fun than talking leadership with a good leader?
No, I agree. And I'd encourage your listeners, check me out at johntykert.com, T-E-I-C-H-E-R-T. I promised that I would post that NFL Roger Goodell letter. I'll do that in my early February newsletter. If they go to the website, they can sign up for that newsletter. But I'm going to keep coming back, and I love being stuck with you.
And it's johntykert.com.
You got it.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for joining the team. I look forward to working with you way into the future.
Sounds great, my friend. Thank you.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Next, we'll talk with Glenn Story from Patriot Mobile. Now it's time for some knee bends. Go about halfway down each time. Do at least 50. This while thinking patriotic thoughts. We'll be right back. It's time to switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support the First and Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Just go to patriotmobile.com/frontlines. Get a free month when you use the offer code FRONTLINES.
For over 10 years, Concerned Veterans for America has been fighting for better healthcare options for veterans.
Thanks to our thousands of activists around the country, we've been able to expand options for veterans who use the VA for their care.
But there is more to be done, and you can help. We need voices just like yours to call on Congress to continue reforming the VA and empowering veterans with more choice over their care.
Learn more and join the movement by visiting cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com.
Suppose you were forced to defend yourself or your family. This can happen to anybody, so it's important to be prepared. You will likely face legal bills. Even if you're in the right in a self-defense situation, there will almost always be an investigation and you may find yourself in the legal system. U.S. Law Shield is here to help you through these events. Experienced U.S. Law Shield attorneys are ready to defend you 24/7, 365. To sign up, go to uslawshield.com and use promo code FRONTLINES. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today. It's a pleasure to welcome Glenn Story, the CEO of Patriot Mobile. Since just about everyone in the world has a cell phone now, we all need a good, reliable carrier. And since one of the things our nation has been falling away from is the values our nation was founded on. So I was looking to do business with companies that share those values, like being a patriot. That's why I like Patriot Mobile. Anyway, welcome to the show, Glenn. Thanks for joining us.
Well, Denny, I just want to thank you. I appreciate you and your efforts, your service, you know, and I just appreciate what you're doing to save the country.
Well, we're all doing our part. It's all differently. And military-wise, your dad was a World War II vet, wasn't he?
Yeah, no question. He was blowing up bridges in his first couple of tours of duty, came home. His city was either gone or overseas or they were dead. All the kids his age. So he re-enlisted in the Navy and finished out the war there. And, you know, my great-great-grandfather was a Civil War guy. He signed at the Appomattox Courthouse with General Lee. Kind of crazy, but that runs through our blood.
Hey, standing up and fighting for what's important to you. It's so important that you're willing to put your life on the line for it. That's an indication of real commitment, isn't it?
Amen. Amen. All these guys that have served and, you know, I'd have to say these World War II veterans came back and built the greatest country with the greatest prosperity we've ever seen. And you know, they did it by honoring their creator, really. I mean, you just look back, we were founded on biblical principles and, you know, these guys overseas were living it.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. Okay, Glenn, what's your background? I know you're a businessman, but how did you end up in the mobile phone business? What motivated you to want to start Patriot Mobile?
Well, you know, I was going to be funny in answering that, but I won't. I'll be dead serious. I didn't have a clue about mobile phones other than how to use them. And, you know, I was led by God. I mean, that's the easiest answer. You know, I was up in New York, traveling back and forth from Texas to New York. And I would have to say that, you know, my children were young and I just didn't want to go back and forth, miss weeks at a time of them growing up. And I said, I'm going to retire from that. I'll come down here and do something. I ended up, you know, running into a friend and he said, do you want to start a mobile phone company? I said, you got to be out of your gourd, and walked away. He said, look, a week later, he approached me again. He says, look, we could do this and we'll target, well, not conservatives, but Republicans at the time. And I thought, okay, that's a niche. We can work from a niche. And we ended up starting Patriot Mobile almost, you know, we're a few months shy of 12 years ago.
Wow, you've been around that long.
We have. And we've been growing. You know, it took us 5 years to really get our, you know, to cut our teeth, hit a few landmines and a couple of warheads hit us. But after that, we've kind of figured it out. And last 5 years, I would just say we have grown 10x, and God has really blessed us, because initially we were Patriot Mobile, mobilizing conservatives, very catchy name. However, we changed from mobilizing conservatives to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone service provider. And it's amazing what happens, right? God has just blessed our business. We went from 10,000 subscribers to 15, 20 times that now. And I would attribute that to all him.
Well, you're certainly talking my language. Frontlines of Freedom is in its 18th year. In the first 5 years, we were just trying to figure out how to put it together. And now we're the largest one in the nation. So therefore, it must be sort of like we started doing that thing that God wanted us to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. Let's talk about Patriot Mobile. My phone works just like now with Patriot Mobile, just like it did before with other carriers. What's unique? What's different about Patriot Mobile?
Well, it's, I think we just said it. You know, we put him first. God is in charge of our business. He's at the helm. We're his stewards. And we really line up with biblical values. We have a Bible study during the day here or twice a week. You know, we put him first. And what we try to do is carve out a portion of every phone bill and donate back to biblical causes. You know, and now it's really First Amendment, Second Amendment, right to life, military and first responders. But when you look at it like that, okay, that's political, but it's really not. Look, we try to help others, those that give and serve, and we try to be the hands and feet and serve them as well indirectly. And look, you really, really look at life as well. So that's really our mission. We're a very much an activist business. You'll see us at anything from the SHOT Show out in Las Vegas to a Right to Life or a pro-life American event. You know, that's just us.
Well, I know that when I listen, the people that you support with your financial support, the first responders and military people and stuff like that, you're picking the really committed agencies, nonprofits that really do good work. I'm not saying that I don't know ones that don't, but the ones that I hear about you guys supporting, I know them and I know they're good. So you obviously didn't just pick people to support at random.
No, not at all. I mean, we look at what they spend. At the end of the day, look, if a company is, let me say it differently. Folks or organizations that spend greater than 20% on management or administrative fees, we don't want to touch, right? That's just not how we work. We want to see very well, efficiently run organizations, and that's who we support. We look at the causes, the people, and we do a great deal of due diligence to look at the organizations that we support. You know, we stumbled into one here a few years ago, Embrace Grace. It saved tens of thousands of babies from being aborted. And how they did it was they scraped the internet and they found folks that were looking up the words abortion. And they said, look, don't do it. Come see us. Here's what we can do. We can actually help give you a baby shower. We can give you all kinds of support. We can put you into a network of folks that are like you. And it's touched lives, and we know how well run they are. That is just an incredible thing.
You know, it's when you look at the results that, you know, good intentions are all over the place, but good intentions with a good working program, that's what we need for everything. Wow. Glenn, I use Patriot Mobile, and I love it, and I can't tell any difference in the use of my phone, but I sure can tell the difference in who's supported by it. How can listeners learn more about Patriot Mobile or plug in or get involved with, sign up with Patriot Mobile? How can they do that?
Well, it's very simple. You know, you go on to the Patriot Mobile website, and I think the promo code is patriotmobile.com/frontlines. And I think with the Frontlines promo code, you get a free month. And I would highly recommend to try Patriot Mobile. If you have cell phone service today, you'll get Patriot Mobile. You'll get the same coverage with Patriot Mobile. However, you know that your values and our values align. And then I just got to throw out one little tidbit of things. we can even put multiple carrier networks on a cell phone. So if you live in a region and you travel to another region, we can get you full-time coverage. And it's just one of the things that we offer with Patriot Mobile One.
I didn't know that, but I'm part of the team, and now I do know that. And the, the thing that's important is what made America great was the values that our founders brought. And Patriot Mobile stands for and supports those values. That's the big thing. Of course, they're technically professional, but it's the values that are important to me.
Love it.
Thank you, Glenn, for joining us today. Thank you for your love of our nation and our God. And thank you for your great patriotic company. I'm glad that we're friends and working together.
Love it. Thank you so much, Denny, for having me. And keep up the great work, my brother.
Amen. Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, Navy vet Teresa Robinson will introduce another female veteran. We'll open our weekly mailbag. Troops, I hope you're giving serious thought to buying gold and silver to keep your future more secure. Check out Universal Coin. That's where I go. Check universalcoin.com. That's universalcoin.com. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Just do a dozen with each arm, twice, and take a break, but stay in the area. I'll be right back. Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Frontlines of Freedom promo code.
Fresh, flash, frozen from the American farmer every time. PatriotFoods.com, hit the shop now button. You're supporting a veteran family in need every time you shop. Look at us online, see how we give back. For the servicemen and women of this great country, we are fighting for the American farmer. PatriotFoods.com, promo code FREEDOM, 10% off today, folks. Shop now.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I buy Patriot Foods. It's great. PatriotFoods.com, promo code FREEDOM. Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. And it's time to meet another female veteran. So joining us, of course, is Navy vet Teresa Robinson. Teresa, please tell us a bit about your time in service, then introduce Trish.
Thank you, Denny, for having us today. It's my honor to be here today with you, helping to give a voice to female veterans. Most often, we are invisible veterans, and Frontlines of Freedom helps to make us visible. I served in the United States Navy in the 70s. I was stationed at VF-124 NAS Miramar. We had the F-14 Tomcat pilots. We were training all the Top Gun pilots at that time. It was an interesting time to be in the military. I treasure it. And that's about all that I have to say about me. We need to get on to Trish. I'd like to welcome Trish Torres with us today to share some of her story while she was serving our great nation and its people. Welcome, Trish.
Thank you so much for having me. Pleasure.
Can you tell us a little bit about what branch of the military you were in, your rank, your job, maybe where you were stationed, how long you were in?
Sure, I'd be glad to. So I was in the United States Air Force, and I started as a second lieutenant. I went to college through ROTC, was commissioned as a second lieutenant. And through my almost 25 years of service, I gained rank and finished as what we term an O6 or a full bird colonel. And wow. I was almost 25 years in, so you can imagine I had a lot of different jobs. The way the military works is you move around. And when you're an officer and in the career field that I was in, which was, I started as acquisition, and then my last 20 years was as intelligence. Okay. And I moved a lot.
When you say you moved a lot, like once a year, five times a year?
No, about every 2 years on average.
Okay.
Probably 1.5 if you do the math. I had 15 different assignments.
Wow.
Really 16 if you count, actually 16 total. Yeah, so all over the country and then overseas, two different assignments and deployed twice.
Oh, okay. Were you ever in a war zone?
I was in Iraq and Afghanistan. Iraq for 6 months and Afghanistan for 4, doing intelligence work.
Do you think you were treated as an equal to your male counterparts in the job field that you were in while serving in the military?
I do. I grew up with a Marine Corps father, and he raised me that I could do and be anything I wanted to be. And we're pretty vertically challenged, meaning we're short people, my little family. But I feel like I'm as big as anybody else, even though I'm not. And I don't even really think about it. And that's kind of the way I went into the military. I didn't think of myself as different. You know, looking back on it, there were some things, you know, that I probably shouldn't have put up with in terms of just, you know, crudeness from the men, that I just kind of let it roll off my back.
You just let it go and went on and did your job.
Correct. I didn't let it bother me. It really didn't bother me too much. Looking back on it, I realized I probably shouldn't have allowed it to stand. I joined in early 1990s, 1993 to be exact. And things were starting to change. You know, the girly posters and pinups and things like that were starting to realize, you know, those things don't belong in a professional workspace.
Right.
And, right. But it took some time. And, but, you know, during the time that I was in, things did change quite a bit.
Do you think that joining the military was a good choice for you or your life?
To be perfectly honest with you, it was a calling for me. There really
no kidding. You're the first female veteran I've heard say that it was a calling for you.
Yeah, there wasn't anything else that I even considered doing. I had wanted to be in the Air Force since I was in seventh grade. My dad was stationed in Okinawa, Japan, and I went to school on an Air Force base, and I was hooked. It was what I wanted to do. It's what I was made to do. You know, I was pretty good at it. I mean, not to you know, be my own drum, but that's what I was meant to do. And
that's awesome that you followed your heart's calling when probably it wasn't maybe amongst your peers a popular choice, but you knew it was for you.
Right. Yeah, that is true. I went to school in Eastern North Carolina, my high school time. And everybody else was going to NC State or UNC, and Texas A&M was the college that commissioned more officers outside the academies. And so that's where I was going. And
good for you. Do you think that there's room for women in the military today? And if you do think there's room, obviously I'm going to say that your answer is going to be yes, because you spent so long. Do you think women should be allowed and are able to do all and any jobs that they qualify for?
Yes, I believe women, if they're qualified, should be allowed to do any job that the military offers. I honestly, the military couldn't do what it does today without females, without women in its ranks. And there have been women really in every, in the military, even if they weren't officially in the military, since inception, whether it be wives or daughters or helping make sure that things get done. And whether they were recognized or held a rank, they were still supporting the effort. And that is the way it is today. I mean, there are, I think the number is in the 20% for, you know, 21% maybe the the percentage of females to male ratio in the military.
If you could go back to the beginning of your military journey, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Man, well, work hard and, you know, I would say don't drink would be in a part of the advice I would give myself.
I agree.
I didn't need it, and no good came out of it. And don't put up with nonsense. I put up with some nonsense I shouldn't have, and that's the advice I would give my younger self.
Trish, I am so thankful that you are with us today. You certainly made some very broad statements that were so good to hear. And I love that women, it is necessary for women to be in the military, and it has always been necessary. Denny, thank you for having both of us today.
Thank you, Trish, for joining us. I really appreciated what you shared. Thank you again.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Teresa, for bringing in another really great guest. I appreciate you too. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up is time for our weekly mailbag, then it's military history time. You reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Let's do some more push-ups. About 64 this time. I want your ranger ready. Then stand at ease.
HelpVet.net was created to be the nation's number one resource center for all veterans, active military, and families. At HelpVet.net, you'll find up-to-date information on benefits available through the VA, resources on education, employment, health and wellness, and more. Find hundreds of nationally recognized organizations offering discounts on products and services, as well as local organizations from attorneys to yoga studios. You'll find them at HelpVet.net. Visit HelpVet.net for all your family's needs.
Silver has increased 24% over the past 15 months and is a solid financial investment. Silver is projected to continue its rise and is nowhere near its 2011 high of $49 an ounce. So there's still a lot of room for investment growth. Call 800-UCB-GOLD or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny.
Do you have a story inside you yearning to come out? As a self-published author, you are free to creatively distribute your book online or using your own professional connections. White Feather Press will publish your manuscript and set up online distribution, allowing the author to retain all copyright and distribution rights as well as all profits. Check out White Feather Press at publishyourdream.com. White Feather Press, reaffirming faith in God, family, and country.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. Hey, I do some coin collecting. Universal Coin was the dealer of the year for the American Numismatic Association. It's a great place to go for coins and a great place to purchase gold and silver. I encourage you to go to universalcoin.com. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Send your thoughts to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's the first one?
Well, Colonel, Navy vet Susan was happy to hear President Trump say that there are only two genders, male and female. Who knew?
I agree with you, Susan. I found the same thing. Wow.
And Army vet Jason wants to know why Biden issued pardons to all his family members. Were they all crooks?
Jason, I do think they're all crooks. Why else would he do it? Okay, now it's time for military history. Take us there, Skip.
Well, Colonel, on 7 February 1775 in London, Benjamin Franklin published an imaginary speech in defense of American courage. His speech was intended to counter an unnamed officer's comments to Parliament that the British need not fear the colonial rebels because, quote, Americans are unequal to the people of Britain in devotion to women and in courage, and worse than all, they are religious, unquote. Franklin responded to the critique with his usual wit and acuity, noting that the colonial population had increased while the British population had declined. Franklin concluded that American men must therefore be more effectually devoted to the fair sex than their British brethren. As for American courage, Franklin relayed a history of the Seven Years' War, in which the colonial militia forever saved blundering British regulars from strategic error and cowardice. In truth, the colonial militias were notoriously undisciplined and ineffective at the beginning of the Seven Years' War. New Englanders, unused to taking orders and unfamiliar with the necessary elements of military life, brought illness upon themselves. With regard to religion, Franklin overcame his own distaste for the devout and reminded his readers that it was zealous Puritans that had rid Britain of the despised King Charles I. Franklin surmised that his critic was a Catholic sympathizer and therefore disliked American Protestants, who inherit from those ancestors not only the same religion, but the same love of liberty and spirit.
That's cool. And on 6 February 1778, during our War for Independence, representatives from the U.S. and France signed the Treaty of Amity and Commerce and the Treaty of Alliance in Paris. The Treaty of Amity and Commerce recognized the U.S. as an independent nation and encouraged trade between France and America, while the Treaty of Alliance provided for a military alliance against Great Britain, stipulating that the absolute independence of the U.S. be recognized as a condition for peace and that France would be permitted to conquer the British West Indies. With the treaties, the first entered into by the U.S. government, the French monarchy formalized its commitment to assist the American colonies in our struggle against France's old rival, Great Britain.
And on 6 February 1862, during the Civil War, General Ulysses Grant provided the first major Union victory of the war when he captured Fort Henry on the Tennessee River. 10 days later, he captured Fort Donelson on the Cumberland River, which gave the Yankees control of northern Tennessee and paved the way for the occupation of Nashville. I love General Grant. He's one of my favorites.
It's hard not to like him. And on 3 February 1944, during World War II, American forces invaded and took control of the Marshall Islands, used by the Japanese as a base for military operations. Our campaign began as we conquered the Gilbert Islands in November of 1943, then went to the Marshalls. Admiral Raymond Spruance led the 5th Fleet there to put 53,000 assault troops ashore on two islets, Roy and Namur. Meanwhile, using Gilbert's as an airbase, our planes bombed the Japanese Administrative and Communications Center for the Marshalls located at Kuala Jin. Repeated carrier and land-based air raids destroyed every Japanese airbase on the Marshalls. By February 3rd, U.S. infantry overran Roy and Namur atolls. The Marshalls were in our hands with a loss of only 400 American lives.
And on 7 February 1965, during the Vietnam War, as part of Operation Flaming Dart, 49 U.S. Navy jets from the 7th Fleet carriers Coral Sea and Hancock dropped bombs and rockets on the barracks and staging areas at Dong Hoi, a guerrilla training camp in North Vietnam. Escorted by U.S. jets, a follow-up raid by South Vietnamese planes bombed a North Vietnamese military communications center. This was in retaliation for communist attacks on our installation at Camp Holloway and the adjacent Pleiku airfield in the Central Highlands, which killed 8 U.S. servicemen, wounded 109, and destroyed or damaged 20 aircraft. The raids didn't have the desired effect. On February 10, the Viet Cong struck at an American installation in Quy Nhon, killing 23 Americans. Johnson quickly ordered another retaliatory strike, Flaming Dart 2.
Why retaliatory strikes? We should have bombed them until they surrendered. Oh, well. And on February 6, 1966, during the Vietnam War, accompanied by his leading political and military advisors, President Lyndon Johnson met with South Vietnamese Premier Nguyen Giao Cai in Honolulu. The talks concluded with an issuance of a joint declaration in which we promised to help South Vietnam, quote, prevent aggression, end quote, develop its economy, and establish the, quote, principles of self-determination of the peoples and government by consent of the governed, end quote. Johnson declared, quote, we are determined to win not only military victory, but victory over hunger, disease, and despair, end quote. And that's military history for today. What would you do if you were forced to defend yourself or your family? These situations could happen to anybody, so it's important to be prepared. In addition to it being the worst day of your life, you can face a large amount of legal bills. Even if you're in the right in a self-defense situation, there'll almost always be an investigation, and you can find yourself in the legal system. It's the way the law works. This is why U.S. Law Shield was formed. They're here to help people through events who never thought that would happen to them. With their Legal Defense for Self-Defense program, experienced attorneys are always ready to defend you 24/7, 365. To begin your membership today, go to uslawshield.com and use the promo code FRONTLINES. And now it's time for our self-defense report. Take us there, Skip.
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom believe strongly in your right to keep and bear arms for protection of yourself and your family. All across the country, violent crime is skyrocketing, and now more than ever, Americans need to stand up and exercise their Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to get trained and ready to handle this growing threat. But if you're not, please look into it and learn what you can do to legally carry a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, a robbery attempt in South Nashville sent two people to the hospital Tuesday night, Metro Nashville police said. Officials said a male suspect approached another man and pulled out a gun, requesting the victim to remove his clothes, to which he complied. When the suspect became distracted, the victim reportedly pulled a gun out of his pants and shot the suspect twice. In the midst of the gunfire, a person was allegedly struck by a bullet that ricocheted. They left the scene and traveled to the hospital on their own. The suspect was transported from the scene to a nearby hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Thanks, Colonel. To say that this crime is weird is an understatement. Perhaps bizarre is a better word for what happened here. I wanted to find out more details and scoured the internet, but came up with nothing. The nagging question on my mind was this: why did the male robber order his male victim to remove his clothing? A few theories come to mind, but we'll just assume the robber is a pervert and leave it at that. Instead, let's examine the response of the victim. A man walked up with a gun and told him to take off his clothes. He complied. I'm not so sure I would have complied so easily, but I wasn't there, so I won't second guess the victim. But there's one thing the victim did very well that I want to talk about. Sometimes when you're not paying attention to your surroundings, you get caught off guard. And I think that's exactly what happened to this man. He wasn't paying enough attention, and the robber got the drop on him. Folks, you have to be on yellow alert anytime you're out in public. Even 2 or 3 seconds of forewarning can mean the difference between life or death. Having been ambushed, the victim was then wise enough to comply and wait for an opportunity to counter-ambush. Folks, it's very difficult to outdraw a drawn gun, so I don't recommend it for most people unless you've had special training and have practiced the move hundreds of times. I've seen many videos where the criminal is brazen and even turns his back on his victim during the robbery. That's what this criminal did, and he paid the price for his overconfidence by absorbing two bullets. The ricochet round that struck a bystander was a bad thing, but we don't know who fired that round, so we'll give the victim the benefit of the doubt. All in all, he fought back and prevailed, and he did it all while in a state of nature. I can honestly say, I've never gone to the gun range and practiced shooting in the nude. Perhaps I should rethink that, or perhaps not. What do you think, Colonel?
Well, if you decide to do it, I'm not going to go to the range with you.
And I'm not going to put it on Facebook.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Our movie of the month is The Present. You can go to the Frontlines of Freedom website, go to the blog and get the link and watch it for free. I'd appreciate getting your comments on the movie. Send your comments to me at frontlinesoffreedom.com. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, Congressman and General Jack Bergman will share his views. Then Air Force veteran and Dr. Ryan Freeland will discuss his time in service. And George Wrightstone will discuss his children's books on the climate change nonsense. And Gil review the action on the border. Our book, Frontlines of Freedom with 19 Authors, has the mission of helping all patriotic Americans step up and help our nation return to our traditional values of serving, not being served, of being in shape physically, mentally, and morally, of being proud of our nation. And it's now available in Spanish. You can purchase that book on frontlinesoffreedom.com or Amazon. Please help us get this call to action book into the hands of all Americans. And do get active in correcting our nation. Plug into Concerned Veterans for America. Go to cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. And to all the subscribers to our e-newsletter, it got messed up over the last 3 months, but it's back up now, starting this weekend. If you don't subscribe to it, go to our website and subscribe. It's free and it's good. Stand tall, be proud Americans, and join me next week for military and veteran information you will not get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed.